Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that a Christian should not allow anything to come between him and God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
God gives you your gifts to do that job, so that job is not first. Christ is all in all. So even in the job, you glorify him, and you find ways in which to glorify him through the talent, the ability that he's given you in that job. It's all about Jesus Christ. And so, we find that we don't allow family or job to interfere with God. But God may interfere with the family and the job. And we don't let it interfere. When he says to be faithful, we're faithful. He says be in church, we're in church. Again, this is looking at discipleship with the thought of all for Jesus. Now, my friend, don't mistake what I've just said. There are some of you that are policemen that are listening to me. One of my sons is a deputy sheriff. I've got another son who is a fireman. And there are Sundays they have to work. There are Wednesday nights they have to work. There are revival meetings when those things are going, they're working. There are men that are doctors, that are nurses. There are those that work in various jobs that require those hours. I understand that. But just make it so that God's provided you those jobs, that when you take time off because you need the rest, you just need to do this for your family. Make sure it's from the job and not from God and his house. And put Christ first. Put Christ first. Now, the question then is asked in verse 10, and it's a great one to identify your motive. Really, this identifies your motive. For do I persuade man or God? Do I seek to please men? It kind of reminds you of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. As we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, and not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. See, this verse ought to be compared by every serious and honest-minded Christian with the modern contemporary movement and the emerging church movement, the new Calvinistic movement, and whatever else new movement is out there, and see if it seeks to please men or God as its object and what its actions actually show. Is it more fleshly, or is it totally of God? You see, man may have his wants, but he's going to do what God wants him to do. It's God's will, God's way, and God's time, regardless if he's going to be a servant of God. But the religious man is only going to do what makes him feel good. The religious preacher is usually the guy that is going to exalt his own name and exalt his own self, and he wants to be the hero for so many others, instead of turning eyes to Jesus Christ. We who bear the name of Jesus need to learn that the surest way to lose the favor of the Lord is to seek the favor of the world. Whom we seek to please shows who pleases us. And the more we try to look like the world, talk like the world, make the world think that we're cool, it's the less that we want Jesus. We just want any blessings that Jesus will give us, any things that Jesus will give us, but we don't want the relationship that it ought to be. See, the more Christ pleases us, the more earnestly we will seek to please Him in all that we say, do, or think. We will therefore seek to live holy in His sight. The deeper and sweeter our communion with Jesus Christ, the more repulsive is any suggestion of compromise with sin or conformity to a world that is at enmity with God. As a result, we tolerate the watering down of the gospel. Men will never be transformed by a gospel that is cut to the style of the times or to the taste of the crowd. Steer clear of a diluted gospel that flatters rather than flattens our pride. Souls that want to be flattered need to be flattened. So let us not think to advance the cause of Christ by whittling down the truth to make it look, sound, talk, act like the world, and the world from which we are called to make them repent. You see, when tempted to tone down our message, the winds of man will need to tune up our heart, our mind, our mouth, and message to the Word of Christ. What it comes down to is this. Decide whose side you're on. Decide whose side you are on. If you're on God's side, you go all out for Him. Now, my friend, we've talked about a perverted gospel, people being accursed, they're church people, and you say, whew, if they're not saved, I'm surely not saved. Oh, no. Let me tell you what. There's only one way to be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. But you've got to realize is that every one of us are born sinners. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You were born with a sin nature. Yes, we can blame Adam for having sinned to begin with, but hey, we sin more and worse than he did. So understand, we are separated from God by our sin. And so we read in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And that word death never meant ceasing to exist. It always meant separation. It's being separated from God forever in the lake of fire. So that when this spirit leaves this body, it is separated not only from this body, but from God, and doomed to that eternal lake of fire. That's why you need a Savior. And that's why it says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. That is, He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He died because He loves you. And so Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Acts 4:12, He says, there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, He is Lord, He is deity, He was God come in the flesh. That's what the name Emmanuel that we sing at Christmas time means, God with us. And so He is the Lord Jesus, the one who was to be our substitute. You shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession made to salvation. When you're believing unto righteousness, you're believing unto the righteousness of Christ, not your own. But you see, He took on full humanity. And so He did that so that He would be raised by His deity when He raised from the dead. Because that's how we'll be raised. And so we're just trusting Him that He will raise us. And so, we call upon Him to save us. Acts 17:30 tells us that God commands all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because He's appointed a day in which He'll judge the world. How? By that man whom He hath appointed. And He's actually proven him in that He hath raised him from the dead. And so, for Christ to become your personal Savior, believing that He died for you, that He was buried and rose from the dead, and your willingness for him to come into your life to cleanse you of your sin. Now, if you don't want your sin taken from you, you don't want him to be the Lord of your life. You don't want him to be your God. You don't want him to be the one that's in charge. In other words, you're just saying, well, Lord, save me from the destiny of hell, but hey, I want to live it up. You know, I just want to be my own person. I want to be my own self, one servant. I'm no one's child. I am no one's helpmeet. I am me. I'm the boss. I'm the king. I'm in charge of everything. Well, if that's your attitude, you can say all the right words that you want to say, but if you allow him to come in and be God, you can't be truly saved. But if you will, he says, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, right where you are, as you're listening to this broadcast, maybe God has spoken to your heart through this study of these first 10 verses of Galatians chapter 1. And he shows you that you need a Savior. Then why don't you right now call upon him? He said if you would, he'd save you. And God doesn't lie. You said, Pastor, I'm not really sure how to pray. Well, I'm going to pray, but the prayer that I pray would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, and you're willing to make this commitment to Christ today, why don't you just pray right now, right where you are? A prayer something like this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead bodily. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior, to come in and by his blood to cleanse me from all my sin. O Lord, save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you let us know? You can contact us through our website or through our physical address. Our announcer will be giving both of those at the end of the broadcast here in a few moments. We'd like to hear from you. Let somebody near you that you know that may be a Christian that you've just asked the Lord to save you. If you don't go to a Bible preaching church, look in your yellow pages. If you use those, I guess most people use the internet now or some kind of mobile devices, but look in there and find Fundamental Independent Baptists in your area. Find out if they use this King James Bible. Find out if their music is good, godly music, or if it's the rock and roll type and whatever. Then you go with the King James person. You go with those that use good, godly music. Tell the pastor of the decision you made and ask him what the next step is. You can go to our website. Now, we just discovered we had so many errors in our building block booklet. Now, when I talk about errors, parts of verses were left out. Grammar, terrible. So we're in the process of changing that. And hopefully, by the time you hear this broadcast, all of that will be changed. And you can look at our Building Blocks booklet and begin to build up on that. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. BAPTISTOCALA.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.